This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli forces claim to have severed northern Gaza from the rest of the besieged territory and pounded it with intense airstrikes Monday, setting the stage for an expected push into the dense confines of Gaza City in an even bloodier phase of the month-old war. Troops are expected to enter Gaza City soon, Israeli media reported, and Palestinian militants who have had years to prepare are likely to fight street by street, launching ambushes from a vast network of tunnels. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned on Monday that Gaza Strip was becoming a graveyard for children. More than 10,000 people have now been killed in Israeli strikes, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. More than 4,000 of them are said to be children. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
18 heads of UN agencies issued a statement saying the war must stop. This was Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
The unfolding catastrophe makes the need for a humanitarian ceasefire more urgent with every passing hour.
On average, a child is killed and two are injured every 10 minutes in Gaza, according to the UN Relief Agency for Palestinians. Its shelters in the south of the Strip are too crowded to take new arrivals, so displaced people are sleeping in the streets.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Israel responded with shelling across the border of Lebanon after Hamas militants fired 16 rockets into northern Israel on Monday. The exchange of fire along the border came as Lebanon's militant Hezbollah said its fighters attacked three Israeli military posts along the border.